WAPO claims Joe Biden recently turned into a media evader, harmful to his presidency. By Wendell Hasebo on May 9, 2023. President Joe Biden has recently turned into a media evader, the Washington Post's editorial board claimed Monday. Ignoring Biden's history of evading the media during the 2020 presidential campaign cycle. President Biden hasn't dropped the microphone, he appears to have lost it. Mr. Biden is turning into a news media evader, and it's harmful to his presidency and the nation, the Post wrote. So far in 2023, Mr. Biden has done zero solo news conferences. He did conduct two joint news conferences in which the president and a visiting foreign leader faced the media together. Taking questions from the media promotes public accountability. It also shows that the president is willing to defend his positions and instills confidence that he can do the job, the Post continued. It is widely known that Mr. Biden is gaffe-prone and that news conferences are not his forte. But as he runs for a second term, he should be eager to show he can handle all aspects of the job. Pick up the microphone, Mr. President. The media is not your enemy, the Post concluded. Indeed, the establishment media is rarely hostile to Biden and his agenda. During the 2020 presidential election cycle, much of the media refused to cover the laptop from hell story, all while Joe Biden sparingly took questions from the media. He's in his basement right now, and he's saying, "What do I do?" He calls his handlers, "What do I do about this?" He hasn't left in 2.5 days, former President Donald Trump said on September 13, 2020 in Las Vegas. Where's Hunter? You know where he is? Yeah. He's in the basement with his father, Trump said in Ohio on September 21 the same year. When Biden finally debated Trump, he defended himself against allegations of corruption by pointing to a letter signed by 51 former intelligence officials that claimed the laptop from hell story was likely Russian disinformation. Recent disclosures suggest the Biden campaign was behind the letter in an effort to give Biden the talking point, while much of the establishment media downplayed the laptop story. As new evidence of Biden family business ventures surfaces, the White House on Monday blocked the New York Post from attending Biden's public event. As more evidence comes to light about the Biden family's influence peddling, the White House is blocking one of America's top newspapers that exposed many of the Biden's shady deals from attending press events, the House Oversight Committee posted on Twitter Tuesday. What is the Biden White House afraid of? The committee questioned. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter @WendellHasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.